From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama took his economic message on the road again. Speaking in Cleveland, the president told his audience while he favors continuing Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class, he thinks tax cuts for wealthier Americans should be allowed to expire. And the president also talked about his plans to boost business investment by accelerating the amount businesses can deduct for the cost of new plants and equipment.
This will help small businesses upgrade their plants and equipment and will encourage large corporations to get off the sidelines and start putting their profits to work.
However, business groups have varying takes on the White House proposals. We hear from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Some business owners said they would be more likely to buy new equipment or invest more in research and development because of the tax break. But the organized business lobby was less enthusiastic. The National Association of Manufacturers said the proposals themselves were fine, but tax increases, both proposed and contemplated, could more than offset any benefit. Economist Bill Risch of the National Federation of Independent Business agreed and added,
"A lot of small businesses are suffering from lost sales, and there's a lot of uncertainty about what the business climate, the economic climate is going to look like down the line. So, you know, making a very large investment right now is a big risk for a lot of businesses."
The president's proposals are just that, proposals. Changes in the tax law must be approved by Congress. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
With a wildfire near Boulder, Colorado continuing to burn, fire officials there are now saying it may be another 10 days until the more than 6,300-acre blaze is brought under control. Meanwhile, officials are announcing the fire has destroyed at least 136 homes and damaged a number of others. Upwards of 3,500 people have been evacuated. The reported losses from the fire are already surpassing those of the 2002 Hayman fire in southern Colorado, which had been the most destructive fire in the state's history. Pastor of a small church where a Quran burning is planned this weekend met with a local Islamic leader. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Gainesville, Florida. The pastor says for now he still plans to go ahead with the book burning.
Despite calls from religious and political leaders to call off his plans, at a news conference, Terry Jones reiterated that he believes God wants him to set fire to Qurans on the lawn of Dove World Outreach Center this Saturday.
"Our burning of the Quran is to call the attention that something's wrong."
But Jones also did something he's not done before. He met with an Islamic imam, Muhammad Musri. Musri said afterward he believes Jones may reconsider the Quran burning.
"I want to believe he's genuine. I do not have a reason to doubt him, and I would leave it between him and God."
Jones' plan to burn Qurans has sparked protests throughout the Muslim world and led the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, to warn it could endanger American troops and hurt the war effort. Greg Allen, NPR News, Gainesville, Florida.
Stocks moved upward in a relatively low-volume trading session today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 46 points. You're listening to NPR. BP has released its assessment of who is to blame for the massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico, saying not only is the oil company at fault, but so are a number of other firms that were contracted to drill the company's deepwater well. In a new internal report released today, BP says its own procedures and those of other companies helped to cause a complex series of failures that resulted in oil spewing into the Gulf for more than 80 days. Still, the analysis is far from complete since investigators have yet to fully analyze a key piece of evidence, the blowout preventer that failed to shut off that well after the explosion and fire. The Bank of Canada has again boosted interest rates. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it is the third increase in as many months.
It was a quarter of a point hike, bringing the overnight rate to an even 1%. At the same time, the central bank acknowledged that Canada's economic growth will be more gradual than it previously believed. Those previous forecasts of economic growth have been way off, as much as 2%. That's another signal that the Canadian economy has been slowing down, and the bank blames much of that sluggishness on the slowdown in the U.S. economy. Analysts are now looking for a pause in the rate increases, especially after three hikes in 3 months. But the bank's governing council is sticking to its optimistic outlook and is giving no hints about future decisions, saying with a 1% policy rate, the cost of borrowing in Canada remains exceptionally stimulative. But some economists wonder how much further it can go, with the U.S. contemplating more stimulus. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Consumers reined in their use of credit cards in July. The Federal Reserve says in the continuation of a nearly two-year-old trend, overall borrowing fell at an annual rate of $3.6 billion. Americans did boost their borrowing somewhat for autos in July, but that was more than offset by the decline in credit card borrowing. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.